The Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Slight false start by the AFL Jar. Of course, 2019 draw was expected to be announced in its entirety today. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. We got the leaks about round one. We know where that's at. We know what's happening with JLT as well. Still waiting with bated breath on AFLX. I mean, of course, Adelaide reigning premier. Any sign of any dates of what's happening there?
No noise at all, Luke.
Not even with Captain America, Captain Marvel Stadium? Zupa goals? Because my kids are hoeing it with the weather. Zupa dupas are big. They're big at the moment.
No noise whatsoever from the AFL, but there has been some noise games.
Yeah. What do we know? We know there's going to be some Sunday night footy. All right, there's been a massive prime time shake-up. With it all. Good Friday footy jars is.
Yeah, we've got two games going. North Melbourne take on Essendon at Marvel Stadium at 4:20,
which is
on Good Friday. Yep. And West Coast will host Port Adelaide at Optus Stadium later that day.
That's a big win for Port.
Absolutely. Good Friday.
For their brand
two games,
their
Luke. Next year will be three.
A doubleheader. I like that.
Well, they do it in the sample.
You threw out the great idea of on Friday night footy, you're putting on two. So if you didn't like one, you could go to the other.
I think Friday night should have two. If we're going to go Thursday night, 12 games in the calendar, we should do two Friday night games. I don't like Sunday footy. I'm off Sunday footy. I don't like this Sunday night footy next year. No, that's family and school.
I don't mind Sunday night in the sense if it's going to be around about 6 o'clock because you've got the entire weekend to do your family stuff. And you can still get along. I think it's more purpose-built for TV.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've got 4 days of football.
Because we know Monday's dead and will never work, so that's never going to happen.
But you like Monday night footy, don't you?
No, I never liked Monday. I like Sunday night. I like the idea of Sunday down, having basically put the kids to bed or almost to bed, or let's watch a quarter or a half together and then I can send you to bed. And that would be done with it. Because I hate that 4 o'clock game, that 4:20. Yeah, that's
that's
man's
a nothing
name.
Game. That's for the news, though. That's for the TV leading network.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. So that is done and dusted. All right, round two, what do you got for us?
I've had some stuff leaked to me regarding round two. Now, Thursday... Round two.
I thought you might have been excommunicate when it come to any leaks and everything else.
I got this
overnight. This is good. All right, go.
Now, Thursday, family, Richmond take on Collingwood.
Oh, nice. All right. Nice.
That's Thursday night football, round two. Friday, your boys, Swans, take on the Melbourne Football Club.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Saturday, Port Adelaide take on GWS at Adelaide Oval. This is for round two,
this
family.
This is round two,
4 o'clock kickoff.
Yep.
Also on Saturday, Cats take on Freo. Hawthorn v Western Bulldogs and Eagles take on St Kilda. This is Saturday fixture.
Care factor just went down a fair
bit. Right, Sunday.
Right. Yes.
Crows take on North Melbourne, Etihad Stadium.
Ooh.
That'd be a tough one.
Yep.
Essendon take on Carlton. Carlton. And then the derby, Lions v the Suns.
Oh, Q-clash.
The Q-clash. So there you go.
Well, that's not
round
bad.
Two. Do you like that, Luke?
I like the first part of it, and I don't mind Q Clash, which is always spiteful these days. And
Saturday's games look a bit dud.
A bit duddy late in the one. The thing that whets my appetite every single time, whenever I can catch Carlton early in the season, I love it. Because there is great hope and optimism around the Blues, and Bolts will have them playing some attacking footy.
Look, early.
They'll kick 20 goals. The fact that the opposition kicks 35 is a worry, but at least it'll be a high-scoring affair.
And Mitchy McGovern will be there.
Oh, Mitch.
Hey, with his fat clack hanging out of his shorts.
Mitch McGovern. He'll look good in Navy. It's slimming. Yeah. It's very slimming for him. All right. And don't get it wrong. The McGoverns, they don't have the rigs. You've seen Jeremy. He's got the worst rig in the AFL, yet still one of the best players.
I know.
The old man's nickname was Pud.
Yeah.
Because he carried a permanent Pud on his gut. All right.
There you go, family.
What happens if that's all wrong? Murph, have we thought through that?
Now, please don't tell me that. No, don't scare me.
What happens if the AFL come out? Because people have just rang their travel agents right now and booked themselves in and gone, I'm going to go and check out Carlton.
Scare me.
The Crows are taking on North Melbourne. I'm booking in with the early flights and it doesn't happen.
It's a good source. Someone I really trust.
Is it Alistair Clarkson, trustworthy source?
We're going to let that go.
We can't. That's our benchmark.